May the sweet presence of Jesus calm our hearts and minds, dear heart dwellers. Today in worship, I was listening to River Worship by Freddie Haler. The title doesn't mean that you worship the river. It means you flow in worshiping Jesus in the river of life. And it's absolutely beautiful. I began my time with the Lord by just telling him how wonderful the album was. I said, Lord, that album is so amazing. Truly, I feel your spirit living within Freddie and his daughter. It is so beautiful and anointed. Jesus answered me, I'm present that way in your music too. So what am I doing trying to learn how to draw again? He answered, my will. Well, I have to admit, it's certainly humbling to see how little I know and how little I can do. Every night as I work, I'm reminded I have a long way to go to get this portrait of you just right. Do not be afraid, Claire. Yes, you are learning, and humility is part of the lesson. But I have commissioned this work, and I will carry it through. You're on the right track, learning about your materials. It will soon come forward, dear one. Don't fret. This is truly for me and in my will. Thank you, Jesus, for those words of encouragement. I needed to hear that. He continued, each soul has a perspective of my presence, my relationship with them. There's something to learn about me from every soul who expresses their love, no matter what the medium. Film, painting, singing, writing. Each one of you have a gift in your relationship with me. And as you share that gift, the souls who experience that come to a new understanding of who I am to them. It is so important that artists, musicians, and writers express their feelings about me and my feelings about them. This is how I will undo the damage religion has done to my people. It's so easy to follow a church rule, and so very challenging and difficult to live a life of love and self-sacrifice to all you meet. This is why religion has become so popular. People think that because they are religious, they are holy. No, it goes much deeper than that. Many will come and say, did I not heal in your name? Did I not preach great sermons in your name? And look at all the souls I've won for you. And I will say, look at all the souls my spirit won for me. And look at all the prayer teams suffered at home, denying themselves and backing you up. Their reward is great. You delivered the message, but the anointing came from me, through those who are hidden and seeking me continually, not caring about recognition, only caring about those they pray for. I will say other things too, which I do not want to say now. If your heart was pure, your motive pure, your love for me pure, I will say, well done, my faithful servant. Enter into your master's joy. But I want you all to understand that rule books and doctrine will not pass muster and get you into heaven. You must be living from the heart, as I am living. Giving from the heart, as I am giving. Without compromise for the world's laurels. You mustn't be dividing my body either. Do you think your superior arguments about what is true doctrine and what is not please me? When you cause division and scandalize innocent souls because your way is right and another Christian's is not right, and therefore tell them not to listen to them, do you think that's pleasing to me? When you sow division and persecute other ministers, using your time to tear down their ministries instead of to build up what I've given you to do, do you think that pleases me? Are you not tearing the nets and letting the fish get away? Indeed, a torn net does nothing but frighten the fish off. These are the things some of you need to consider right now. Do you suppose you are part of my bride when you bite and tear at one another? This is the way my bride acts. She doesn't pull the tares up with the wheat. Rather, she continues to cultivate that field. She binds up the wounded, lives a life of love before the community, that all might embrace this way. While others are wagging their fingers at this or that Christian teacher, she's welcoming in the lame, the deaf, the blind, feeding and clothing the poor, and teaching them about my love by her actions. When I look in on your household and see strife, bickering, jealousy, dissension, do you think I will make my abode there? As you lift yourselves up and tear down others, do you think my ears are eager to hear all about the slander, lies, and calumnies of others? Did I not teach you not to display the faults of others or draw attention to what you, in your opinion, have judged to be wrong? Is it not my job to judge? Isn't this precisely what the scribes and Pharisees did to me? Did they not find fault continually with my teachings, telling me I was destroying their faith and teaching error? Did I not heal a blind man on the Sabbath to expose their hypocrisy? Do any of these attitudes ring a bell, those who call yourselves by my name? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. That's Matthew 7. Why do I say workers of lawlessness? Because the heart of the law is love. What you are doing is contrary to that law. You are not building up, making the way straight for me. You are blowing up bridges and making men captive to your laws and legalisms, emerging them in judgment, self-righteousness, and blinding error. Do I say these things to condemn you? No, I say them to wake you up before it's too late. You're proceeding in the wrong direction. Come back to me and teach what I teach, not what your fathers taught you. Many of them walked in serious error and passed that error on to you. Now you continue to pass it on, turning people away from me. What I wish for you is to cease from judging others and apply yourselves to my beatitudes. Many of you have gifts and talents to spread the gospel. Music, art, writing, and teaching. But as long as you are steeped in rancor and jealousy, you are useless to me. You would only spread bitterness if I increased your anointing. Why do you suppose I kept Claire out of public ministry for 30 years? Was it not because she too had a religious spirit, rancor, and jealousy? They will both admit that to you. I could not use their beautiful gifts on a grand scale because they would have poisoned people with their rancor. This is what I wish for you who have dedicated yourselves to tearing down where I am building up. I am now putting signs in your lives. Failures, very hard lessons, sicknesses are being allowed, financial crisis is being allowed. Many things are falling out from beneath your feet. Your lives are falling apart. Have you asked me why? I will tell you why. I have allowed the enemy to sift you because you have sifted me. You have stolen from me by allowing the enemy to work through you. So now I am giving you an occasion of introspection. As things fall apart around you, do you have the courage to say, we were warned this would happen? Because if you do, you will repent, and I will restore you on every level I have allowed the enemy to steal from you. Not only that, I will begin to bless your gifts and talents, because you do not teach division, rancor, and jealousy. You teach the love I demonstrated in my life, and you build up other ministries around you. When you see the fruit, and you know Satan does not work against Satan, yet the walls Satan has constructed in the body are coming down. Do you not know it is from me? When I see you walking in humility, charity, and doing the works you observed me doing, building up and not tearing down, then I will restore you and equip you for your ministry. Do not be dismayed as you see things falling apart in your life. I allow these things to teach you and guide you into the right paths, so I may truly bless you and you may truly become who I created you to be. Clean vessels unto honor, dedicated to me. This is my heart for you. What I have said I will surely do if you cooperate with me. I will not abandon the work of my hands. I will not abandon those who truly love me and listen for my voice and obey it. No, I will prosper you and build you up, because these are the plans I have for you. I have asked my angels to accompany you in those things I have allowed to get your attention. My Holy Spirit will convict you that these words are true. When I see you building up my other servants, then you will be ready for your ministry.